You hold in daf yud tes amud aleph on the bottom by the two dots. V'shavin elu v'yelu shetayinim.
Till labos moida, then it comes to squeezing the grapes and squeezing the olives, it's muta. You're allowed to put the beam down on top of the grapes, on top of the olives, before Shabbos, even though throughout the whole Shabbos is coming down. Daf yud tes amud aleph on the bottom. How can all the first cases in the Mishneh Beshamay is Gozer? You can't start the Melacha before Shabbos and let it go throughout Shabbos, either because there's an Issa Shrisas Kalim, because some Melacha is going on throughout Shabbos. So how can Beshamay is Moida to the Sefer of the Mishneh? She'etoinim Kuris Beis Abad V'Guli Agas. Why is that Mutter? Umayshino Kuris Beis Abad V'Guli Agas Le Gozeru. That Beshamay is not Gozer. And he says you're allowed to put the beam down on top of the grapes or on top of the olives to have it pressed throughout Shabbos. And the Gemara Poshid, Hanuch di Ovid Bulu B'Shabbos Mechayiv Chatis. The first case is in the Mishnah, if you do these malachas on Shabbos, there's an Issa D'Raisa. You're not allowed to put a dio, put the ink into the water. There's an Issa of Tzaveya, there's an Issa of Lash. So if you do these things on Shabbos, there's an Issa D'Raisa. Or else put the pishton into the tanur, or else be tzaveya. These are malachas d'iraisa. So therefore, Beshamai says you can't start it before Shabbos, because about the malachas being done throughout Shabbos, there's an issa shrisas kelim. Mashen kain is gozu bo Beshamai. Beshamai makes exera erer Shabbos im chashecha. Even though you started the malacha before Shabbos, but since the malacha is being done throughout Shabbos, there's an issa shrisas kelim. Beshamai holds the saucer. Mashenkein koyres beis habad v'yeguli agas. These cases by squeezing the grapes or squeezing the olives on Shabbos, diyoved lu b'Shabbos. Even if you would first put the bean on top of the grapes on Shabbos, loy mechayev chatis. There be no issa d'iraisa of chatis. Is legozru. Therefore, Beshamai says, since you started to do this before Shabbos, it's muta to let the grapes be squashed throughout the whole Shabbos. He said there's no malacha on Shabbos. We'll soon see why. We'll soon see that tomorrow. Man Tana, to chol midi diyosim emele shafet domi. Who's the Tana, like in our Mishnah, that says when the juice is coming out by itself, shafet domi means there's no issa d'iraisa. So drashi diyosim emele, kegoin mashkin halolu, like in our Mishnah, where you put the board, the big beam, on top of the grapes. And now throughout Shabbos, the bean is making the grape squash, that the yain is coming out. You're allowed to have enough from this yain. The goin mashkin halolish and is chotin mialeim, that comes out by itself, it's mutter to drink on Shabbos. Ubavad sheyaschum mebayjoim. As long as you started mebayjoim. Like in our Mishnah, you put the bean down on top of the grapes before Shabbos, so then throughout the whole Shabbos, the yain that comes out is mutter to drink. Because our Mishnah doesn't say it's also. The Mishnah is mashna that you're allowed to do it with shovin. She'atoinim kuris beis sabad. And the mashkin that comes out is mutter to use. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So who's this Tana that holds that the yain that comes out of these grapes, even though it's being squashed on Shabbos, it's mutter? Om Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shmueli. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanan. Ha shum, if you have garlic, we have boisa, that's like young grapes. We have malilis, that's young corns. The malilis is shibolim, it's the zangin, it's the stalks with the wheat or corn grows on. But they're young yet, they're juicy. Shirisko nabayjoim, you squashed it before Shabbos. Is Rabbi Yishmoya loyme yigmor mishatechshach. On Shabbos, you're allowed to let the squeezing being done, and any juice that comes out on Shabbos is mutter. His yigma just means you're allowed to be finished on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. Just like in our Mishnah, if you put the beam on these things, on the shum, or on the boister, these young grapes, before Shabbos, then the yain that comes out on Shabbos is mutter to drink, mutter to use. So Drashi, boiser means anovim grapes, bitchilosim, when the beginning, kishen dakin, the very small, is moitzim and mashkin litfo boy. The juice that comes out of that is not made to drink for wine, but it's type of a vinegar like. You use it to dip in something into it. Litfo by bosa. You dip the meat into this type of a juice. Lefishu chosik lekerv lahachmitz. It's very strong and almost like vinegar. Melilois, that's shibolim, that's the zang and the stalks. Shele bishkel kol tzorkon. It wasn't ripe, didn't fully ripe yet. Miraskon, you squash them. V'etoinim bavonim, you put stones on top of them. O mashkezav mehem, and the juice comes out of it. O matfo boy, also, you use this type of a sauce to dip bread into, dip meat into it. So, if you start this before Shabbos, it's Yigmos Atrashi, Me'acha Shiriskon, since you already squashed it before Shabbos, V'tzavron B'koivit, and you gathered them together, and you put something on top of it, is Yenichem Kalim, you're allowed to put Kalim underneath it, V'yotzu Me'atzman, the juice comes out by itself. O Mutlachatchila, this is Mutlachatchila to do this before Shabbos, put a stone on top of these Melilois, or on top of these grapes before Shabbos, and the juice that comes out throughout the whole Shabbos is Mutter. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel. If you have a Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo yigmur. You can't finish it. The Drashi also lahanichim by joim. It's also to put this beam or to put this stone on top of this grace before Shabbos. Tachas koyvdon kedei ligmur mishtechshach. Kedei that the juice should be coming out on Shabbos. That's also awesome. Because it's a gzera, you can't have enough of the juice on Shabbos. Otu you go metchila and squeeze it out on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Kiva's gzera, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's mutter. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel, that since you put the beam on top of these grapes before Shabbos, so any juice that comes out throughout the Shabbos, there's no gzera at all. You're allowed to drink that juice mechila. But more of Rabbi Lezer says, no, Mishnah goes like another man, the Yomah. Rabbi Lezer Omar, Rabbi Eliezer. This goes like the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. So Trashi, Rabbi Lezer Omar, who Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, the Avi Yamura. So Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, he was the Amorah. So the Amorah is saying another Torah to our Mishnah goes like. It goes like Rabbi Elazar he, the Drashi, who Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. That's Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua, that's Tam Rabbi Lezer, Shal Mishnah Braisa. That's the Tana that's brought down in the Mishnayos and in the Braises, that's Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. So Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, the Amorah is saying that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. What was his din? The Tanan we learned. Chalos Devash. That's like the beehives, that inside you have the honey, and the honey isn't like a challah, it's like in wax, like a challah, and inside the wax is the honey. So you have this wax full of honey. Shiriskon mebera Shabbos. Shiriskon, you start to squeeze it before Shabbos. V'yotzu meyatzmon, and then on Shabbos, the honey keeps on dripping out of these wax, is awesome. Tanakam holds it's awesome to use on Shabbos. But even though it's coming out by itself, there's a gzeir, if you'll have enough from it, maybe Metchili will come to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Rebbe Loza Matir. Rebbe Loza is Matir. That's a Tana. So our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Loza, that since you started to have it squeezed out before Shabbos, what comes out by itself on Shabbos is Mutter. Trashi Chalas Devash, Shakiveris Roide, that from the beehives, it comes out from the beehives. Vasuyin Kimin Chalas Shoshava, it's like pieces of wax. And the honey is inside the wax. Shiriskon koitzeson. You like squashed it before Shabbos. And now the honey comes out throughout the Shabbos. The Tanakam holds asurin. Lioison Shabbos bachila. On that Shabbos is also to have enough from it. Mashenken Rebbe Lezer holds a smutter. So our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Lezer. What comes out by itself is smutter to have enough from. So there's a machleke samaroyim. Who does our Mishnah go like? The first man, the Yama, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina said our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Loza says our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. For the Gemara, what's the machlokes of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Loza? For the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, my time will Yama Rabbi Loza. Why does he say our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel? Why doesn't the Yosef say our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Loza? Omaloch, so Rabbi Yosef says there's no sushtel. Omaloch, Hossam, the reason why Rabbi Loza is masking by Dvash. At the beginning it's an oichel, ulip seif oichel. At the end it's an oichel. Therefore, there's no issa schit at all midiraisa. So Drashi, tvash, Drashi liacha shezav min achalas, the honey. After it comes out of the chalas, out of the beehives, out of the wax, nami uchlehu. His honey is also called an oichel. Hilkach. There should be no gzera that it shouldn't have anor from this honey. What should be the gzera? Shemi yischoit, mishetechshach. Maybe you go yourself and squeeze out this wax to get the honey out. Because even if you do it on Shabbos, there wouldn't be an issa d'iraisa. As the issa d'iraisa of schita is a told of dash, mefarik, you're taking out one thing from another thing. So usually you have like grapes. Grapes is a loichel. If you squeeze it out, what comes out is a mashka. And that's called tchita. You're creating one thing from another thing. Bashen can hear honey, when it's in the beehive, in the wax, it's called an oichel. After you squeeze it out, it's also called an oichel. So there wouldn't be an ista schita. So that's why Rebbe Elazar is maskim. You're allowed to eat, enjoy this honey that comes out on Shabbos. Bashen can, in our case, our Mishnah is talking about, where you're putting the beam on top of grapes, or you're putting the beam on top of olives, there, metchila, it's an oichel. What comes out is either wine or olive oil, which is a mashke. There a chayach and it's a schita d'iraisa. So then maybe we are going to, you can't have anor from it on Shabbos. Because if we'll let you have anor from this grape juice that's coming out, we'll have a gzerum, maybe matchila you go to squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos. And that'll be a nis d'iraisa. So the Gemara, he's by the honey, there's no issa d'iraisa schita. Before and afterwards, it's an oichel. Hocha, when you're squeezing out grapes or olives, mikara oichel. Metchila, the grape and the olive is an oichel. Vahashta mashka, what comes out now is a mashka. And that's an issa d'iraisa to make the schita on Shabbos. So maybe there's a gzera that even though you put the beam on before Shabbos and it's coming out by itself now on Shabbos, you can't have a law, because maybe you come to do the malach on Shabbos. So Drashi Hocha Zaysam Yanovan the Masnisin Timikara Uchla, beginning its Neichum. Fahash the Mashka comes out now the juice. It's called the Mashka, is equal a Migzer. Maybe there a blessed is might we should make a Xeron. Shema Yischa Meshatechshach. If you can enjoy this Yayin, maybe you come at Hill to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Dovade Triti, that's an Issa Diraisa. So Mela, our mission is not Muchagas enough to go according to Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar is only Maskim by Chalas Devash, where there's no schit at all midiraisa. But in the case of olives, the grapes, where there is schit midiraisa, maybe he's not maskim. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel says, claw, even by grapes also, it's even by Beiser, which is by grapes, it's also mutter. Yeah. So more of Rebbe Elazar, what's Shang Rebbe Elazar? Who Rebbe Yossi Taina Good Taina? How could Rebbe Elazar bring your Raya, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Elazar? He's only talking about Chalas Devash. So the more of Rebbe Elazar, Omaloch, Hoshamin Lele Rebbe Elazar, the Afilu Zaysim Vianovam Namishuri. It's not true. From this Mishnah we brought down for Rebbe Elazar, it talks about honey, there's no Raya. Because on honey, there's no Issa Diraisa Schitam. But there's a Braisa that Rebbe Elazar said with Farish, even by Zaysim Vianovim, also it's Mutta. When Rav Yoshia came from Nadoi, Osi came, v'yaisi masnisa v'yodi. He brought with him a b'raisa. He learned this b'raisa. What did the b'raisa say? Zaysim v'yanovim shariskim yere Shabbos. If you had olives or you had grapes, that you squashed them before Shabbos. V'yotsu me'atzmon. And throughout the whole Shabbos, it was still dripping. The yain was coming out. Is asurin. Tanakam holds us also to have a nor from this juice that comes out. Because it's exera, maybe you come at chila to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Rabbi Eleze, Rabbi Shimon Matirin, they both matter. So you see, even by grapes, which are sayach and isha schitim, and your right son, still Rabbi Eleze is maskim. Since you made the risuk before Shabbos, now when the juice comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter. Because there's no exera. Because even if you squeeze it now on Shabbos, gufa, there's no isha the right son this. Since it was already risuk on before Shabbos. So good, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eleze. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina, that he answered, our Mishnah can go like Rabbi Elazar, because according to Rabbi Elazar there's no Raya. I am the Brice of Rabbi Elazar says Mefarish even by Zaysim Yanovim, have the Gemara Brice Le Shmile. Because Rabbi Yosi and Chanina didn't learn this Brice. He only knew the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar is only Mater Honey. Honey is no Raya to our Mishnah. Honey is Mutter because there's no Issachitam. And our Mishnah by Zaysim Yanovim, when there's Issachitam, when he writes them, maybe he's not masking what Zav Me'elam. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina says, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. It says, Beferish by Boiser, by grapes. If you start to squeeze it before Shabbos, the juice that comes out on Shabbos is Mutter to have an offer. Trashi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Hach Breitze Diktoni, the Polig Rabbi Loza, Af Bezesim Be'an Uvanovim, that Rabbi Loza is Mechuluk, even by Zesim Vanovim, Lehevi Shmila, he didn't learn that Breitze. Omehi, the Chalos Dvash, he only knew Rabbi Loza Shita in the Mishnah about honey. She Mishnah, a parakhovish nishbro, lehevi muslaj muilamastis, that's no right to our Mishnah. Mishnah pirchid liel, like we said before. Because honey, since before it's a noichel, now it's a noichel, there's no way to schita midi raisa. So there's no right to our Mishnah, it's talking about schita midi raisa. So the more good of a Rebbe Loza, my time will yomek Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Loza, the Amoro, what did he have to say on Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Loza? Good, he found the Braisa that Rebbe Loza says even by Zeisim and Ovin. But why didn't he say Poshla like Rebbe Yosef Rechnina? Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yishmael. He says, the Farish of Mishnah later that Rebbe Yishmael says, it's good. Omaloch, Dr. Blazer Tzirik, Omaloch, Lav Itmer Lo, we learned on this Mishnah before, Omar Rava Bar Chanina, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Mechusarin Dicha, the Kuliyam Olay Pligi, that it's awesome. If it's Mechusar Dicha, means you have these grapes, so you have these olives, that before Shabbos, you started to squeeze it, but you didn't make a Dicha, that's a bigger more squeezing, everybody's masculine that on Shabbos, it's awesome. So Rashi, the mechusarin dicha, that's like really squashing it, kuliyam lepligi diyasiri, the tinoson hi goymeris, that what you're doing now, that's being goymeris. Since you didn't do a dicha before Shabbos, so when you put the beams on top of the grapes, this is the gemar dicha. The nimsa kol osu b'Shabbos, considered the whole squeezing out is being finished on Shabbos. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes, the mechusarin schika. Because you made a dicha before Shabbos, you started to squeeze it. Now, schike is a digger, like squashing and grinding it. That must you didn't do before Shabbos. It's missing schike. So, Rashi schike, that's yoisem dicha. That's even more squashing than a dicha is. Loshen oidocha bemaducha. That you mama squash it in a grinder like. So, that's the machlokes. Where you did dicha before Shabbos, but you didn't do so much like a schike. So, and that's the machlekes that Rabbi Yishmael there is maskim. So the Gemara, Fahani Nami, but now Mishnah, Kimichusarin Dichadami. But now Mishnah, what was the case? You just took grapes that were squashed a little bit before Shabbos, and now you're putting the big beam on top of them before Shabbos. So there wasn't done too much of the grapes before Shabbos. So it blinds like it's Mechusadicha. It's squashed a little bit, but not enough. So according to this Braisa, even Rabbi Yishmael holds it also. When does Rabbi Shmuel say it's mutter to have enough from the juice that comes out on Shabbos? Only if you made a dicha before Shabbos. Just as missing the last final grinding, the chika. But if you didn't even do a dicha before Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's also. So our Mishnah now is talking about you didn't make a dicha before Shabbos, so it's also according to everybody. That's why Rabbi Lezer says that our Mishnah, it's not mutter goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, but it has to go according to Rabbi Lezer of the Braisa. So the Gemara, Hoira Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yishmael. He passed like Rabbi Yishmael. That what? That where it's only Mechusa Schika, in such a case it's Mutter. He said, if you made a Dicha, you grounded up the grapes before Shabbos. And now, the grapes are still dripping and the juice is coming out on Shabbos, it's Mutter to have enough from the grapes. He's providing you made a Dicha before Shabbos. So the Gemara, Shemen Shabbatadin. This is the Shiloh of Muksa now. We have the oil left over in the oil vats where they make the oil, in the bad, or in the presses where they press the oil, you have the bad of oil still left over there. Or else they use the mats that they cover the vats with. So it's meyucha to leave in the vats, to leave it in the bad, in the olive press. Now you want to use it on Shabbos. Is that muksa or not? Is Rav also? Rav says, yes, it's muksa. Since Manastam, you didn't have that to use this keli before Shabbos, it was aimed to be left in the olive press, to be used for the olive presses, and since on Shabbos you can't press the olives, so that's muksa. Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says, no, it's muksa, there's no way some muksa on this. Strashi, Shemen Shobadadin. I did the Yara Beis Abad, since we're talking about the olive pressing, is Noket Le Shemen Hamishtaye Bezovye Sabad. About the leftover oil that's left in the corners of the Beis Abad. Tacha satina, underneath the beam that presses the olives. Vu nitin labadadin, that's left there in the press. Vechein machzolus the mats. Shelbadadin shemachasin benesazesin, that they cover the olives with, these mats. Is Rav also trashlu to tule mishumuksa. On Shabbos now you decide to move these mats, or to use the bal of oil, it's muksa. Even though it's an oichel, it's roi to eat. But since you didn't have das, you didn't have achana before Shabbos to use it, it lives muksa. The Rav saw the Yehuda pa muksa. Rav holds like Reb Yehuda shita. We'll see later on in the Masechton. Reb Yehuda is the one that says there's an issa muksa on Shabbos. Or Shmuel saw the Shimon the less lay muksa. Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that there's a klal he holds ain muksa. exactly certain mukses of avi's moide is also. But a muksa like this, where it's oichel, where it's called a kli, it's only a sir, you didn't have any achana, you didn't prepare it before Shabbos to use it, there's no muksa, you're allowed to use it. That's what the Gemara says later on in Mishechshech. And we hold like this, like Shmuel, that it's muter, that it's an oichel, it's something that's edible, even though you didn't have that to use it before Shabbos, still it's not muksa. Now, if gemina is, if you have a grocery store, and you have all the food there, that's oimed the malchus chayra. So you left your store Friday, you went home. On Shabbos, you realize you don't have any fish. So you want to go into your store now on Shabbos, take out a jar of fish. Providing you have an erev, you have no shalavai tzor, it'll be mutter. Even though you didn't prepare the fish to eat before Shabbos was oimed to leave there for chayra, but since it's an oichel, it's food, and food be passed mezein muksa. Shmuel Shari. Weiter, hani karchi dezuzi. If you have a double matz, is weiter Rav also. Rav says it's also to use its muksa. Well, Shmuel Shari, no, it's a kli that's usable, even though you weren't making it before Shabbos, but there's no reason to answer it. It's not a kli shamlach to liser, it's not oimit for iser. You stop using these mats to cover something, so you could use it on Shabbos. Trashi karchi dezuzi. The zug shamlach tzolis. Two mats. Usually use these mats to cover up your pamaktiyah. Hey, things you have to sell. You have a vegetable store, and now before Shabbos, you cover up the vegetables with these mats. So there's no muksa involved. It's just that you didn't prepare to use it for Shabbos. Or else shall svina on a svina. So that's the shayla of this muksa, not the same shayla. Rav also, Rav holds his muksa, Shmuel Shomri, Shmuel holds his mutter. Omer Rav Nachman, Eiz lechelva. L'chur, this is a shayla on yontif. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to take a behemah and make a shechita on Yom Tov. Because some behemahs are not muksa on Yom Tov, because they're oimed for shechita. What about if you have a behemah that's not oimed for shechita? It's oimed for some other purpose. So you don't have any das, like before Yom Tov, to make the shechita on Yom Tov. Then you change your mind, you want to shech this behemah on Yom Tov. It's a shail of muksa or not. Like an eid, you have this goat lechalba. It's oimed to give off milk. So before Yom Tov, you have no das at all to make a shechita. You don't want to shecht it. You want to leave it to get off the milk. Or else, for rochel gizosa, you have a rochel, behema. A rochel is what? It's a type of a sheep. Yeah. Gizosa, it's oimed to give off its wool. So you have no das to shecht it because you want it to live to get its wool. For tarnagelis lebeitzosa, you have chickens that lay eggs, hens that lay eggs. So you're not oimed to shecht it. The turid the ridja. Else you have a shor, an ox, that's oimed to make harisha with. The ridja means you work with him. Or else the tamri the iska. You have tamarim, you have dates that set aside to do business with. You have a vegetable, you have a fruit store, and you have your dates set aside in your store that's oimed to do business with. Is Rav also? Rav holds now it's on Yom Tov or it's on Shabbos, well the dates negate to Shabbos. But the other behemoths, the Shabbos not negate, you can't make a shrit anyway at Shabbos. Negate to Yom Tov. Comes Yom Tov now, you decide now you want to shech this behemah to eat. Is it mutter or not? Rav holds no, it's also. Since before Yom Tov you had no das to shech this behemah, because it's oimed for the milk or for the wool, it's muksa. Shmuel lama mutter. Shmuel says no, it's mutter. Because ba'ochtan there's no issa muksa. So tomorrow, kamifla give a pluk to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It's a famous makloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We'll see later on in the Masechta, where Rabbi Yehuda holds there is an issa muksa, he's more machman the klal of muksa, and Rabbi Shimon is always making the klal of muksa. Shrashi, Eiz, hoi medes lechelba, v'chein rochel hoi medes legezosa, v'tur with the ridya, hoi med lecharisha, you have an ox that's oimed to make harisha with, to plow with. You have these dates that's oimed to take and sell at another place in Lamakam Acher. It's plucked to Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, the Yisleim Muksa Perak Achroin Osla Shechtem Yontif. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes on Yontif now, you want to change your mind. And Shecht is Chelba. That's oimed for the milk. It's Shecht is Eiz. That's oimed for the Chob for the milk. It's also. Because before Yontif, you had no das to Shecht it. Elim came as minimum by Joim. Unless you prepared yourself, you said the parish before Yom Tov, I want to go on Yom Tov and shech this behemah. Ulu Rav Shimon Shari, Rav Shimon holds no, by an oichel or by a kli, there's no thing as muksa, even though you weren't making it before Yom Tov. But the vort is, there's no issa muksa, there's nothing the parish that you had not kavanah to use. His mishlaim like a kli sham lachtel iser, something that's aimed for issa, we say you have that not to use the parish on Yom Tov. That's muksa. But these things, you don't have a ferish and that's not to use it. It's just not aimed to use it. So that's that cloud we hold ain't muksa. Weiter. Hahu Talmido was a Talmid, the Oiro Becharis of the Argus. He passed in this place. Charis is Shem Mokum, the Argus of this place, of this name of the town. So Rashi, the Argus, Ode Mechad Hoy, it's the name of a person that was there. Amgushi, he was a Goy. Hastiness called Amgushi. Shebon Ali Oisir, he built up the city. Rav Hamnuna Darbo, Rav Hamnuna lived in this city. Vadayin Moris Kfurosa Kiyamashom. And Rav Hunya's Kfura and Moris is there. Kach Metzosi B'tshuva. So what happened? There was a Talmud, the Ori B'charasi Paskin in the city Charas of the Argus, Kiriya B'Shimin. He passed on Rav Shimin that what this muks is mutter to use. Shamte Rav Hamnuna. His Rav Hamnuna, he was the Rav in the Shtot. He put this Talmud into a Nidui. He put him into a Shamte. For the Gemara, for Rav Shimon's really, what's all the fed up with this Talmud? They didn't say Alocha, false Alocha. He's passing like Rav Shimon. He's such a Shita. And we also pass like Rav Shimon. So why should Rav Hamnuna put him into Nidui form? Like, give him a Klola to excommunicate him? And Gemara, Terence says, the ass of the Rav heavy. Hey, this city, Rav, was the Mara Dasu there. Is Loi Boyle Lamevet Hochi. You can't paskin like Shmuel in the city of Rav. True, we paskin like Shmuel. That's if you're not in the city of Rav himself. But since Rav is the moral answer here, you're not allowed to paskin for Ketvin Rav. Trashi Bokem Shimin Svile, Hashnik the Kamon, the Mai Shamte, like we hold later, what are you going to Shamte? The Teret says there's the answer with the Rav, you can't paskin like that. So the Morahani Trey Tamidi, there were two Tamidim. Chad Matzil Bechad Mono. In the case of a Deleika, there was a fire in your house on Shabbos, and we'll see later on in the Masechta, there are certain coolers you're allowed to save food from your house on Shabbos and take it outside. So, Shaila, how many kelim you're allowed to fill up? So one filled up the food in one mona, in one basket. V'chad matzo b'yavo v'chomish mani. And one filled up the food, he filled up four or five different baskets, and he carried them outside. So the Gemara, Kemisul gave a pluk to the Rabba Bar Zavda Ravuna. There's a machleket later on in the Masechta of Kufches, exactly how many kelim you're allowed to use to fill up to take the food outside. So Drashi, Chad Matzel, Oichlen Omashkin, food and drinks, Bevnei Hadleik, in the case where a fire hit the house on Shabbos, Har Belechotzim Revis, you're allowed to carry it outside to a chotz that has an Erev there. I what the chiddush is, we'll see later what the chiddush is. People are boiled, I'm a moiner when it comes to a fire, and we're afraid to come to put out the fire. V'chad mona, someone's only mata, take it out in one keli. Kiritnan, matzilin sal mole kikris. You're only allowed to fill up one basket full of bread. V'yaf agav shesh ben meyye sudas. Even though you have 100 sudas there, habi it's in one basket, it's mutter. V'chad matzil v'yarba v'chomishmani. So Drashi, he filled up four or five baskets. Elishimakaflum kun mutayach kli godl, v'noisim apamachis. He also took it out into one keli and carried it out at one time. So machlokes later, we'll wait till we get there to see exactly how many keli we're allowed to use and what the gzeiros were. Exactly what the Gemara brings down here is a bismodna. Zionist is part of the first mice before the Talmud. Here's two Talmudim. So the Mishnah. Ein soilin bosor, you can't roast meat, or else botzel onions or baits or eggs. This is a hemshah of the Gemara we had before. If you want to start roasting something before Shabbos and let it continue roasting on Shabbos, it's osur unless it was finished before Shabbos. Roasting basur. Because by roasting basur, we're afraid that you'll hit the coals to make it burn faster. Only kadesh yitzalim avoydyoyim, unless it was finished before Shabbos. Ein noisnin pas letaner im chashecha. You can't put bread into the oven before Shabbos, for loy charora, not a cookie, agabi gecholim, on top of the gecholim, elikadeshi yikorim upanema b'yoyim, unless it starts to get nice and brown, the face of the bread and the cookie b'yoyim. Reb Lezer v'aymeh, kadeshi yikrim hatachten shalor. It's not enough the face, but the bottom part of it. We'll see in the Gemara what's called the bottom part of the bread. That's the biggest shear afia. It has to be cooked that much before Shabbos. Today you shouldn't have the gzera that on Shabbos you come to hit the coals to make it burn and bake faster. Shrashi charoro ugois with sofim, a lot of cookies one after another. Yukormo kamei krum, like a krum, like it gets hard, brown on the outside. Hatachta meforash migmora, what's called the bottom part of the bread. Another din is mishalslin esat pesach v'taner. It's the korban pesach and every pesach they used to cook the meat. You're allowed to cook it mishalslin or even on pesach by night. You allow the Mishalshlin put the whole Korban Pesach with a chain, Mishalshlin, into the Tanner. He used to hold it with a chain and put it into the tanner. Im chashecha. Even though you're doing it right before Shabbos, it's mutter. Shrashi mishalchnas haPesach. V'unitzla v'hoylech mishatechshach. And it's roasting by itself throughout the rest of the Shabbos. V'yafagav de ba'alma ein soil, even though it's osur, k'di amor and hocha. It says here, k'di amor and hocha shori. Here it's mutter. The v'necha.